Good morning to you, good morning to Hisela, and all our audience tune in at this hour in different places. We begin a day with good evolution, no fatalities to report, and only one confirmed case. This means we are on the right track and that we have to continue abiding by the measures. These results should lead us to be stricter for the implementation of all the rules to avoid the occurrence of a rebound of this disease, because there is no doubt that there can probably be a group of people who are still infected and that are asymptomatic, as it has been happening with the last cases, and that can be spreading the disease. And these are the results. Cuba has 214 patients admitted to its hospitals, 14 in surveillance, 98 are suspects, and 102 are confirmed, that is, the active cases. In our primary healthcare system, our professionals and specialists follow 250 people with different clinical and epidemiological risks. Yesterday, the island's different molecular biology laboratories working on the diagnosis COVID-19 studied 2,006 samples. In the Pedro Curie Tropical Medicine Institute, 938. At the Brother Almejeras Hospital Laboratory, 321. In Havana's Provincial Center, 312. In Santiago de Cuba's, 269. And in Villa Clara's, 166. And as a result of the study of these 2006 samples, one case tested positive. Of all the 2006 samples, 1,504 were from Havana province, and the remaining were... The 502 are from the remainder of the national territory. The most significant were Mayabeque with 57 samples, Cienfuegos with 57, Ciego de Ávila with 41, Camagüey with 52 samples, and Santiago de Cuba with 194. With these 2006 samples processed yesterday, Cuba already accumulates 157,387 analyzed samples by our laboratories, and as a result of the analysis of these samples, 2,319, 1.5% tested positive for COVID-19. The case confirmed yesterday is a Cuban citizen, a 43-year-old male patient from Central Havana Municipality, from Havana Province. He is a confirmed case contact, and with this, 215 people in the pandemic of Cuba have been confirmed case contacts. This remains the group with the most significant risk, and it represents 88.4%. The number of confirmed cases, 101 cases whose source of infection has not been determined, remains unchanged. Efforts are underway to identify the source of infection, and the number of people who have acquired the disease abroad does not change either, 161 people, 7.07%. As we said earlier, the confirmed case is male, which makes that in the accumulative total of the pandemic, 1,169 male patients have tested positive for the disease. Practically, the percentage is similar to that of the female sex, 50.4% in males and 49.6% in the female sex. In our country, in terms of the behavior of the pandemic, we have not noticed so far a predominance by the male sex, which has been the case in other countries. Yesterday's case is a patient who had symptoms at the moment of the diagnosis. Nonetheless, 1,254 people have been asymptomatic at the moment of the test. and that is 54.7%. And in terms of the confirmed cases of the last 15 days, that is 110 people. They 84.1% did not show any symptoms at the moment of the test. And you can see the number of asymptomatic people is much higher. We did not have any children diagnosed yesterday, and Cuba already has 250 children and adolescents who have been diagnosed with the disease. With their favorable evolution, 243 of them have already been discharged, which is 97.2%. With this case, Havana remains at the top with the highest incidence rate of confirmed cases over the last 15 days, 5.06, although it is slower than the one it had yesterday. Matanzas, with its two cases, keeps the same rate of 0.28. And as we all know, the rest of the provinces, 13 provinces and the Isle of Youth, a special municipality, continue reporting without reporting cases over the last 15 days, and some of them even more than a month without reporting a case. Nonetheless, they continue processing samples in search of the disease in correspondence with each territory's epidemiological complexity. All these provinces, including Matanzas, are already implementing phase one of the post-COVID-19 recovery stage. And we have watched the images. The process is going on steadily with no difficulties. Of the 2,319 patients diagnosed with the disease in Cuba, 102 remain admitted. Of them, and this is a very favorable indicator, 101, that is 99%, have a stable clinical condition. We always regret the death of 85 people due to the disease. And this gives Cuba a lethality of 3.66%. And with this lethality, the island remains at the 18th place among the countries of the Americas. This is the place it holds according to its number of confirmed cases and deaths, at the 18th place. And it ranks at number 95th place concerning all countries of the world reporting COVID-19. We always mention the two cases that were evacuated, and yesterday another favorable element. The ratio of the discharge confirmed case is very positive. We had 7 discharges versus 1 confirmed, and the country already accumulates 2,130 patients who have recovered. That is 91.9%. We don't have patients in serious condition, and we keep 1 female patient in critical condition here in Havana at the Salvador Allende Hospital. She has already spent several days in the intensive care unit of this hospital, and she remains in a stable critical condition. That's what we've been told by the specialist treating her. The world remains with no control, as it would be expected at this moment. As of 12 o'clock last night, the same 185 countries continued reporting COVID-19 cases. The number has already reached 9,063,264 confirmed cases. Yesterday, 136,865 people tested positive for COVID-19, and 471,681 people have died. Yesterday, 3,424 died for a lethality of 5.2%. The region of the Americas reported 97,196 cases yesterday for a cumulative of 4,512,775 confirmed cases. And this accounts for 49.79% of confirmed cases in the world. Yesterday, 2,098 people died for a cumulative of 226,445 deaths in the region for the lethality of 5.02%. 10 countries in the region continue reporting lethality higher than the region's average, and Cuba holds the 18th position, as we said earlier. I brought you some information about the four countries with the most cases and deaths in the world. They top the lists of the countries of the world: the United States with 2,312,302 cases and 120,402 deaths. Only yesterday, 31,390 cases were confirmed and 427 people died. Brazil follows in second place with 1,106,470 confirmed cases and 21,432 people confirmed yesterday, and it accumulates 51,271 deaths as of yesterday. Russia follows with 592,280 confirmed cases and 8,206 deaths. And India is in fourth place with 440,215 confirmed cases and 14,011 deaths. And I bring this information to illustrate how these countries, with restrictions applied, and all this demonstrates the complexity of this disease. And these are the reasons why we Cubans, although we are already are on phase one practically all over the country, and perhaps in some moment the country will implement phase two, but there is a host of measures that are here to stay. And they have to stay because there is too much of a risk. And this is the information we had for you today.